This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's election day and millions of Americans are deciding who controls Congress. Top governor's races are also on the ballot today in many states. President Biden and former President Trump had one final chance yesterday to try to sway voters.
President Joe Biden traveled to Bowie State University in Maryland to deliver his final appeal to voters.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it.
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Ohio for author J.D. Vance. He wrongly claimed the 2020 election was stolen from him. He also called on supporters to return Republicans to the majority in Congress.
The first step to saving America is winning an epic victory for Republicans.
On his arrival back in Washington, Biden was asked about the chances for his party.
I'm optimistic, and I'm always optimistic.
The Democrats win the House.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate, and I think the House is tougher.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
When will we know who won what? AP election decision editor Stephen Oldmacher says it's going to take some time.
In many states, we might not be able to call all the winners on election night because it's going to take days to count all of the votes. And if you think about it, it's the states where they have competitive races. It's states like Pennsylvania. It's a state like Arizona. It could be a state like Colorado as well.
Former President Trump says he'll have a big announcement on Tuesday of next week, teasing a possible presidential run. Well, you didn't win Powerball last night. They delayed the $1.9 billion drawing because one lottery had some issues processing sales. A lot of people trying to buy tickets. We may have some official results today, though. At the international climate talks in Egypt, world leaders are hearing growing calls from speakers who say fossil fuel companies should help pay for the damage they have helped cause to the planet. This is AP News. North Korea says the U.S. is lying.
North Korea has denied American claims it's shipping artillery shells and ammunition to Russia for use in its war against Ukraine and has accused the U.S. of lying. The U.S. has accused North Korea, one of the most weaponized countries in the world, of supplying Soviet-era ammunition to replenish Russian stockpiles that had been depleted in the Ukraine. The North has undoubtedly been cozying up to traditional ally Russia in recent years, even hinting at sending workers to help rebuild Russian-occupied territories in Ukraine. Experts say the North may be seeking Russian fuel and also technology transfers and supplies needed to advance its military capabilities as it pursues more sophisticated weapons systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 423 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.